This is Made in Montana News on the Treasure State Radio Network. I'm Jay Scott. The Montana Office of Public Instruction has released its annual report card, student assessment data at the state, district, and school levels, and the numbers are lower. The data from the 2021 school year show 46% of students across Montana scored proficient or advanced in reading, down 4% from 2 years ago. 34% were proficient in math, down 6 points, and 25% were proficient in science, down 36 points. In a statement, Montana Superintendent of Public Instruction Elsie Arnson discounted the scores and blamed the Biden administration for faulty testing. Quote, "A one-size federally mandated test does not reflect student learning success," end quote. The Montana Supreme Court has adopted new court records retention policies based on the rules currently used by the Montana Secretary of State. The move comes after the Republican-led legislature last year launched an investigation and subpoenaed the Supreme Court justices' records on emails after learning an internal poll sent to district court judges regarding pending legislation had been deleted. Lawsuits followed, and the judiciary found the subpoenas ultimately were unlawful. A legislative special select committee to investigate the judiciary's management of public records is scheduled to meet April 13th to hear from multiple state agency officials about public records retention. The Billings School Board took a step forward Tuesday night towards raising the high school enrollment age, opening the door for a Billings West High School special needs student to graduate. The board voted 6-3 at a special meeting to place the measure amending its Board Policy 2050 on the agenda for an April 18th regular meeting. The proposal would allow all students who turn 20 on or before September 10th to enroll in high school. In addition, it would allow certain students who fall under the provisions of a new Montana law to enroll on a case-by-case basis. At issue was trying to interpret a change in Montana law that would allow students up to the age of 21 with certain requirements to remain in school and receive state funding. School board members say the money appropriated by the state legislature may not meet the demands of Billings schools, let alone the entire state. The subject came to the fore last week when a firestorm erupted over the case of Emily Pennington, a West High School student who has Down syndrome but is in regular education classes. She and her parents requested that the district allow her to have an additional year of schooling, though she would be 19 when she began her final year. Montana is just one of a few states that does not allow public education beyond the age of 18. House Bill 233 opened funding for districts for students up to the age of 21, but the fiscal note attached to the bill only set aside $250,000 for funding. That's between 20 and 25 statewide. The Billings Public Schools last week reported the bill could mean 17 students would qualify under the change just in Billings. SD2 officials estimate that in the next 4 years, in Billings alone, the number of students eligible to continue enrollment in Billings would rise to as many as 62. Superintendent Scott Upham told the Daily Montanan on Tuesday that high school special education usually requires 3 licensed professionals for every 8 students. He said the total cost of education for a special ed student in high school is roughly $100,000 a year. Numbers provided by the district also show some special education students cost the district more than $100 a day, translating to more than $18,000 per year per student. Upham said there are plenty of reasons why students may need another year to complete an education. However, he said the district's policy allowed for no exceptions, and that granting one would have opened the district up to a large legal liability. During a hastily scheduled meeting of the Kalispell Imagine If Library Board of Trustees on April 1st, board members discussed the merits and faults of seeking an appeal for lost state funding before agreeing to send members to Helena to seek clarification on the state's certification standards. The library is facing a loss of $35,000 in funding from the state due to hiring a new director who did not meet Montana's educational requirements. In January, the trustees voted 3-2 to hire a new library director, Ashley Cummins. Under current Montana library standards, the director of a library serving a community of more than 25,000 people must have a master's degree in library science or a similar degree to maintain certification and be eligible for state funding. Trustees were told by the Montana State Librarian, Jennifer Stapp, that Imagine If would not be able to ask for a certification waiver since they hired Cummins in full knowledge of the funding loss. The Kalispell Public School Board has voted to approve a $1.5 million high school mill levy to be placed on the May 3rd ballot. According to the board, the levy would help support academic programs and activities, as well as cover the rising costs of general operations, including increases related to salaries and benefits, utilities, and property and liability insurance. The last high school mill levy was passed in 2007. Since that time, the high school district has grown by 490 students. Enrollment and demographic data trends indicate that the district will continue to see significant growth beyond that. The high school levy would increase the taxes on a $300,000 home by $3.15 a month, on a $400,000 home by $4.20 a month. By state law, state ballots must list the tax costs of a $100,000 and $200,000 home. Those figures, which must appear on the ballot, are $1.05 and $2.10, respectively. For the first time since May of 2021, Yellowstone County has had an entire week with no residents dying of COVID-19. The pandemic death toll stands at 550 residents lost to the virus, the same number as reported on March 28th. 63 of those deaths occurred in 2022. As of Monday, 4 Yellowstone County patients were hospitalized with COVID-19. None of them was in intensive care. Altogether, in the week ending April 2nd, a daily average of 6 people, including Yellowstone County residents and others, were hospitalized in Billings with COVID-19, 2 were in intensive care, and 1 patient on a ventilator. This is a huge turnaround from the weeks of the COVID-19 Omicron variant surge in January and February, when nearly 3,000 new COVID-19 cases were reported among Yellowstone County residents in a single week. Billings' 2 hospitals then had 40 to 90 COVID inpatients daily. Up to 20 were in ICU, and most of those were on ventilators. Montana's reported COVID-19 cases have been trending downward since late January, with the daily average dropping more than 50% in the last 2 weeks. Rates of hospitalization and deaths are also down significantly. As of Tuesday, April 5th, the state tallied 322 active cases, 23 Montanans hospitalized. Omicron remains the most prevalent variant in Montana, making up 100% of the positive cases sequenced. That's according to the state's most recent epidemiology report. The Omicron subvariant BA2 was first detected in Montana on January 30th. Since then, there have been a total of 24 cases of BA2 reported statewide. Only about 55% of Montana's eligible population has been fully immunized against COVID-19. That's about 10% below the national average. Missoula County has the highest level at 66%. Garfield County has reported the lowest vaccination rate of 25%. As of April 4th, there have been 3,249 deaths attributed to the disease. If you need to hear this report again, please check the podcast on our Treasure State Radio or KGRT-DB webpages. Made in Montana News is podcast worldwide, with listeners in 46 U.S. states and Canadian provinces in 24 countries on six continents. We also post our stories on Facebook. Made in Montana News is heard on the Treasure State Radio Network, including KMEH 100.1 FM in Helena, Elkhorn Mountains Radio in Jefferson County, Homegrown Radio in Bozeman, King West Radio in Billings, Rescast Radio on the Fort Peck Reservation, PIVA Radio in the Northern Cheyenne Nation, and Crow Res Radio of the Crow Nation. That's Made in Montana News. I'm Jay Scott. This is the Treasure State Radio Network.